Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 71 of The Brunch and Judge. We're not celebrating. It's fine. We're not
No.
celebrating. We've
One more
decided.
episode, close to 100.
We decided that we are not celebrating. I don't know.
I mean, but why? Like, why?
I mean, it's fine. That's fine. Yeah, anyway. We are your hosts. I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
I'm not getting it wrong this time. I'm not sure
He's like,
why.
I'm not trying to be Claire this time.
That was so weird. I was like, I'm Claire. And I'm like, no, I'm
No, you're
not.
not.
I'm not Claire. What what
What
is
are you
happening?
doing?
Like,
You trying to trick everybody? Is that what you're
hey guys,
doing?
plot twist. Turns out I've been Claire the whole time.
We've been lying to you.
It's a long con, man. Can't find us on
Was.
socials because we
Nope.
lied. I don't, whatever.
That's fair with
Anyway.
me.
So this week we are going to continue our journeys into culty cults because it's one of our favorite topics. But before that, Claire, what are you judging this week?
I don't know what this was. I don't know if I'm judging me or the book or what. I was reading this book and it took me forever to finish it.
Oh
Like,
no. What
it was
book?
called We Lie Here.
Oh, I noticed you were reading that on Goodreads and I was like, curious, what is that? I don't know that
And
one.
it's the story about a girl who comes home. She's like in her 20s, mid to late 20-ish. Anyway, she comes home. She's throwing her parents an anniversary party. Her family's very toxic. Her mom is very, like, she's got asthma. Her mom refuses to quit smoking. So, like, one of the examples is, like, because her mom continues to smoke, she gets a hotel room.
Right,
But then her
sure.
mom, like, guilts the shit out of her to stay at the house.
Right,
So she, like,
okay.
keeps the hotel room, but then she goes and stays at the house. And then it's just, you know, all this junk happens. And in the process of, like, if this is gonna be like a big shebang anniversary party, tons of people are invited. There's a cousin that shows up, like, out of nowhere that wants to talk to her. It's like, I know things. I need to share things with you. And she's like, who are you? And she's like, I'm cousin Felicia.
And you're like,
And
okay. All
she's like,
right.
I don't know who you are. And then cousin Felicia winds up dead. And it's like, what?
Oh.
And at first I thought it was suicide, but then it wasn't. She was murdered. So
Fair.
then Yara is the girl's name who's the whole story's about.
Right.
She starts, like, digging in and she starts finding things, but it's just a lot of, like, family drama and not enough action. But then when you finally get to, like, who the killer is and what's going on, because every now and then the chapters will flip because it's usually from Yara's point of view, like first person point of view. Every now and then the chapter will flip and it's like from somebody who's stalking her point of view. And then at one point, the person who's stalking her starts talking about, like, taking orders from somebody. And you're like, oh, this is, you know.
Right,
But then
right.
it goes back to, like, family drama
And
bullshit.
you're
And
like,
you're like, come on. And granted, I had to stop reading because, like, this was not a library book, by the way. This was just an Amazon Prime freebie book. I was like, oh, murder mystery thriller thing. So, but then I would have library books come up that I'm like, oh, I have to read this, you know, because you
No,
only
I
have so
understand.
much time.
I understand.
So
I'm gonna
that
tell
book would,
you
like, go
my
by the
judge.
wayside. And I was telling Natalie about it, and she was like, just DNF
Yeah.
that, you know, do not finish. And I'm like, Mama didn't raise no quitter. I'm gonna finish it,
No, let it go. I mean, like, I
damn.
have it's hard. It's hard to DNF, and I have let myself do it a few times because I'm like, there's so many books out there and this one
Right.
sucks. Or it's just like not for me. I mean,
Well, I finally finished it.
and
This I Okay, so the ending was like, Thank God. It was like, it was one of those that was like, okay, the payoff
Was the ending. Well,
was almost worth it. Yeah. I mean, it
but my
was.
problem with those is that most people are in fact quitters and they will just not finish it if it's not good.
Right.
So like, I don't know.
Because I mean, there were like little snippets that kept me going that were like,
Right.
oh, it's getting good now. It's getting good now. And then it was like back to family drama bullshit. I'm like,
You're like,
get on with it. And then it's like she'd go somewhere, she'd get another little like tidbit of something, and she'd go find some more clues, and then she'd get stuck somewhere, like in a basement somewhere, and she couldn't get out. And you're like, oh, somebody locked her in a fucking basement. What's happening? But
And
then
then
she'd
it's
get
just
out,
like,
and then
oh,
it was
she got
like
out. It's
she'd
fine.
take the tub back to the house, and then like she'd go through the junk, and you're like, ooh, what's in it? What's in it? What's in it? But then it was like you get more and more, and then finally, when you're like realize what's going on, because at a certain point, I guessed part of the big reveal. I guessed part of it. I was like, okay, I see where this is going. I know what's going to happen here. But then it turned into a whole other thing, and I was like, okay, yeah, was not expecting it to go that far. Okay. So I mean, it what happened? Like the twist was good. It was just getting to that point. I just felt like it went on too long.
Yeah,
And I
I've had that
read in
experience,
good
yeah.
in the Goodreads, a lot of people were saying that they've read other stuff by this author and that not all her stuff is like this. So it makes me hopeful that if I come across another one of her books and I try it,
That
it
it'll be
won't
better. It'll be a
be.
better
Yes.
experience.
Yes, because this is the first time. What was her name? Hang on. Rachel something. Rachel something.
Rachel something something.
Yeah. Rachel Housel Hall. We lie here. Anyway, so I'm hoping that if like another one of her books comes up on like Amazon Prime, I'll snag it and add it to my Kindle and try it. It was just like a filler in between my library
No.
books that were coming up on Libby. And
Completely understand.
that was part of it too, was like, oh, I've got a Libby book that came up, I need to read that because, I was in between there, like I was re read like A Court of Silver Flames in between there and The Hunting Party. And what was that one that I asked you about that you were like, read that instead of this?
Oh, the Paris apartment is the one that you said.
I'm
I saw
reading
that
the
you're
Paris
reading that one
apartment
right
right
now.
now. Yeah. And then before that was what was that one? A Flicker in the Dark.
Oh,
Because I
yes,
asked you,
Flicker in the Dark.
because both of those came up the same time. I was like, which should I read first? The Flicker in the
It's
Dark or the
like
Paris
Flicker in the
apartment?
Dark.
And you were like, Flicker in the Dark.
Well, and for me, like Paris Apartment, I think it just hit. I read it. You know, sometimes you'll read a book and it's the exact right book at that exact moment. You're like,
Right.
this is exactly the book I wanted to read right now. This happened to me a couple of times in life that just like this was
Right.
perfect. And then there are books when I'm like, I'm just not really into this book, but I should be, but I'm not. And I can't decide if it's the book was not as good or if it's I just that was not the right book for that moment, like super the
And
wrong book.
maybe that's how We Lie Here was for me, like
Because that's how I felt about Paris Apartment. I was like, it's fine, but like meh. It was meh to me. And I'm in the outlier. So like it may be
yeah.
am I the drama? I may be the drama.
But yeah, Natalie was like, DNF that. I was like, no, mama didn't raise no quitter. I'm gonna
No.
finish it.
I came across a book, I swear it must have been last year, and it was one that had all sorts of hype. I'd seen it in a lot of places. I saw it on BookTok. It was very popular on Goodreads. People were reading it, and I was very excited about it. So I wait forever to get it on Libby, and I finally get it, and I start reading it, and I'm like, I hate this voice. This is a stupid voice. And I'm
What
like,
was
but
it?
I think it was, I may be wrong. I think it's called The Last House on Needless Street. And there are
Okay.
three perspectives. So I was like, oh, well, maybe I just hate this perspective. So like I skimmed really quick to get to the next one. And I was like, the perspective is from a cat. And like that should appease to him. That should really appeal to me.
Right.
But I'm reading it and I'm like, the cat has stupid names for things because it's a cat. And so they're trying to make it cutesy, I guess. I don't, but it just really irked me. And I'm like, I hate every voice so far. I'm not reading this book. It doesn't matter how good it is. I hate the voices, so I'm out. I tapped out. So like, I'm glad other people love it. That's why there are lots of books, is so that you can find something that makes you happy. Did not like. So I
I
did
just
not.
feel like I was not in the mood for like family drama.
Yeah.
Like it was all just like petty drama and it was all this bullshit with like, oh, well, this was your dad's ex-girlfriend and she was crazy and she did this bullshit to me and your cousin chose her over me. It was like that kind of dumb,
I can't. Mm-mm.
which did wind up, it was necessary.
Right.
It did wind up playing into the twist at the end, which I was like, okay, I get it, whatever. You know,
Yeah.
but still, I mean, and what it boils down to is it was all over, all of this was over a guy. And it was just like,
Hard pass.
but it was just like in the moment, I guess I was not, because I didn't realize it was going to be all about some family bullshit drama that happened in high school, you
Right.
know, or in like extended, you know, over decades. But it was just like the whole thing with her mom was being like so toxic and everything she did, and her mom would gaslight her. Like it was just, and I'm be like, and you know, she was just trying to like keep the peace. Like,
Right,
you know,
right.
because she's like, I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to like
Like I'm
throw my
just trying to
parents,
get good
I'm trying to
things.
throw my parents' this anniversary party,
Well, I mean, that's
you
the first
know.
mistake. Don't throw your parents an anniversary party. Just don't do it.
But
If your family's toxic, you don't have to do those things. You just don't.
what's so funny is because she was like, she was a writer for a TV show that was like a crime show. You know, and it was like there were so many things about, like you said, so many things about this book that I should have like really liked, you know, because it was a murder mystery and it's like there were other things. And it turned out, like I said, the twist wound up making it worth it. And I was like, okay, I'm glad I hung in there. I'm glad I know the conclusion. It's done. But it was also like for me, I was like, why is this such a struggle? Because usually I don't really struggle to read books like that. But this one for me, like I said, maybe
Well,
it was just I was not in a place to read a book about family drama at that
yeah,
point because I've
to
been
say.
dealing with so much drama lately. I'm just like, nah.
The book I'm currently reading is one that I have wanted to read, but I'm reading it for my very last book club that is this coming week. And like, it's not what I want to read right now. And even though it's good and I'm enjoying it, I'm making myself read a set number of pages every day so I can finish
Because
it.
so you can get it done.
And it's harder than it needs to be. And it's 100%
Right.
me because the story is interesting. And I think you'd like it. Because it's like Agatha Christie meets Downton Abbey with a touch of Doctor Who.
What is it?
The Seven and a Half Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle. It's very good.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoy it. I like the plot line. Don't know what the hell's happening yet. I'm only halfway through, but
Okay.
I still have to make myself read my set number of pages so I'm done.
Right.
It's like, I get it. I'm hopeful that the end makes me feel very happy that I powered through.
Right. But it was just like, God, this is such a struggle. And usually I don't struggle to read these types of books.
Yeah, you hit them
But
every once in a while. Because sometimes it's like, I didn't want to read this right now. I really wanted a lighthearted, quick read romance, or I really wanted a cozy something something, or I don't know. I'm with you. I get it. But
But
here's my
I
pro tip. Here's my pro tip before I forget to tell you, because you have a Kindle. So sometimes you have a book that has a long wait list and you just don't have time to get to it. And you're like, oh no, you only have like 2 days left. Oh no. Put your Kindle in airplane mode.
What?
Because then it's not connected to the internet and it doesn't disappear and you can keep reading it.
Shut up.
I'm 100% serious. As long as you don't reconnect to the internet, you can finish reading that book. I mean, you can't download more stuff, obviously, but like you can
Right,
finish
yeah.
that book. I just did it with a book that I needed like 2 more days to finish because like I could make
Right.
myself sit and read it, but like I want to enjoy it. And so, pro tip,
Interesting.
because I mean, technically it goes back and the next person gets it. It's
Right,
just
right.
still in your device until you reconnect. So it just gives you a couple, a little bonus time.
Thank you. Pro
Pro
tip.
tip out
Thank you.
there for everyone.
Thank you. Well noted. Thank you. But yeah, it was just one of those that was like, why am I struggling to read this? But like I said, I a lot of which there were like very mixed reviews on Goodreads. There were some people who felt the same way I did. Like it was like a struggle to get through. Like it was just like, come on. But then it
Which
was like, okay, you know, the end was worth it. But then there are other people who are like, I blew through it and I read through start to finish. And I'm like, good for you.
Well, to me,
But there were
that
other people who said that this
suggests that,
one was different than the others. And they were like, don't base all her books off this one. So I'm like, okay, noted. So if I come across another one of her books, I will give it another shot. Give her another shot because I know how some, you know, authors have like that
yeah.
one book that's like, I don't know.
That's maybe they're attempting something different and it just
Right.
doesn't go over well. It's, it is what it is.
But it did take place in Palmdale, which I thought was funny because you used to
Oh,
live
that's
there.
right, Palmdale. You told me about that. Yeah, that's a terrible setting. Sorry.
Well, and that was the whole thing is because she wasn't living in Palmdale. She was like living in
Did
like
she refer to it as
Santa
like a
Monica.
shithole or something? Because,
Yes.
like, yeah, that's
Yes.
correct.
She
It's
was
in the
talking about, she
desert.
lived in like Santa Monica and was like
So she
working
lived
in
in the beautiful,
LA
perfect place, and then she went to Palmdale. She's like, fuck
because
this
that's where her
shit.
parents lived. And she was, you know, because of her asthma. And then she's talking about all these dust storms and, you know, and it's
Oh,
affecting her asthma. And I'm just like,
I
dang,
don't
you
recall
know.
any dust storms while I was there, but I mean, it is the desert, so real.
Right. But it was still just like one of those things that was like, this is, you know.
My favorite pastime there was watching tumbleweeds because I'd never seen tumbleweeds before.
Nice.
I was like, it's a
Yep.
tumbleweed. Look at the tumbleweed tumble. Oh, God. Okay.
But
We
yeah,
only
my
lived there
judge was
6 months
like
for a
me and
reason.
my ability, my judge was me and this ability to get through this book because I was just like, oh. And finally it was like, I only have 100 pages left. I can do this. And it really was like within the last 100 pages, that's when things really like picked up. And I'm like, okay, I can do this because it's getting good now. I gotta know. I gotta know. Come on, come on, come on. So yeah.
Well, excellent Judge Claire. I think we've all had those experiences where, like, just one more, I can just do
This is like the first one I've come across in a long time where it
Well,
was
you
like,
have been hitting, like,
this is a struggle.
I drop in on your reading challenge to see what you've been reading all the time, by the way. I'm a
Oh,
stalker
do
on Goodreads. Because I'm like, what's she reading now? And I'm like, yeah, that was good. Yeah, good. I don't know those, but I bet they're fine. Good. I like that one. And it's been like, those are some of my favorites from the last like 2, 3 years. I'm like, cool.
I go and I stalk other people's Goodreads
That's
and
how
I'm
you do
like,
it.
oh, I'll add this to my library stuff, you know. So I've got like, I don't know, like 13 holds out on my Libby that are, and a lot of them are like
Nice.
months wait,
No, I
months
understand.
wait. And I'm like,
I've been
crap.
doing the Inspector Gamache series by Louise
Okay.
Penny because I never ever read any of them. Didn't think I would like her writing because
Right.
just I stereotyped who checked them out. But then I saw the Amazon Prime series and then I was like, shit, I gotta read these. They're good. They're very good. But because there's a Amazon Prime series now, the hold list is insane. So start from the beginning. But it's been nice. I
But no, the
just got book
Amazon,
four.
but yeah, the Amazon Prime series was really good.
It's really good. Yeah. Try it. They're a little cozy. They feel good. He feels good. He's a good, non-fucked up. In the series, he's fucked up. But in the
Yeah.
books, he's not fucked up.
Gotcha.
And it's nice. And it feels
I was
good.
like, oh.
And it's kind of like, I mean, it still has the Three Pines still has that Twin Peaks vibe.
Yeah.
But not quite as strong as it comes across. But anyway,
Gotcha.
That was an excellent judge. Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome. Anyway, what are you judging?
So this week I am judging Oreo.
Oh, I was like, is that a cookie?
That is a cookie. So we went to the grocery store and I wanted a cookie, something sweet, something chocolatey, but I didn't know what I wanted.
Right.
And so I rarely, we don't buy a lot of cookies. So this,
Right.
although randomly last time we went, I bought Tim Tams. So I think I just must be on a kick. But anyway, I wanted something and I was like, I don't know
Tim
what I want.
Tams.
And so I stopped and like, there's like shelves of Oreo flavors. Do you know, Claire? I looked it up. Did you know that there are over 85 flavors of Oreo cookies?
What?
I mean, like,
No.
not all at one time, but like,
Right, no,
they
but
have made
still.
over 85 different flavors of Oreo
No.
cookies. And I'm like,
No.
I probably could have named like five. So I'm
Right,
like,
no.
holy
I have
hell.
no idea.
But so this one is the chocolate peanut butter pie Oreo cookie.
Okay.
And the cookie on the outside, as you'll notice, is not the traditional chocolate cookie.
No, it's not.
But
It
it
looks
is
like the
also
peanut
not,
butter.
it is not a golden cookie. It is
Is
not
it
a peanut
peanut
butter
butter?
cookie. It is a graham cracker cookie.
Oh, okay.
And inside, bloop,
Oh, it's half
half
chocolate, half peanut
chocolate,
butter.
half peanut butter cream, and it is delicious. Like, it is stupidly good in a way that, like, Oreos have no business in being. Because Oreos are kind of like the, to me, Oreos are the cookies that you get so that you don't eat too many cookies. Like, you eat a handful, maybe you dump in
Right.
some milk or some peanut butter, and you're like, that was good. But then you don't want to eat the whole bag because you're like, that was good. I feel good. Which is why I
Right.
got these. And it was a mistake because these are really good.
And now
And
you want to eat the whole bag.
I ate two right before we started recording, and I got this one out to eat, and it's like, no, April, this can be your judge and your reward after you finish the episode. You can eat your cookie. But I was like, one, why are there so many flavors? And two, why had I never heard of this flavor before? Like, I had
Right,
never seen
yeah.
it.
Well, I
And
know that
I'm
there's like
like,
a
huh?
dark chocolate peanut butter Oreo with like the chocolate cookie. I've had that.
But like, so
But I've not
mom
had
told
that
me
one with the
about a
graham
Nutella
cracker.
one. It was like a, it's a Nutella Oreo. And I'm like, oh, I mean, it's not really
What?
Nutella, but it's
Right.
Nutella. And I was like, oh, I want that. I want it. And that's what I was looking for. And it doesn't exist here for whatever reason. So I got these and I sent her a picture today and was like, you need to get these, mom.
Right.
These are really good. They're better than they have business being. So setting
You're
them up.
like, they have no business being this good.
Well, because it's, again, no hate to the Oreo. I'm not going to say no to an Oreo, but
Right.
like, I have better willpower with Oreos than things like, you know, chocolate chip cookies or I also really love like the pinwheels. It's like the chocolate cookie with the marshmallow and then it's covered in chocolate. Those are the most delicious fucking cookies in the world, and I will eat the entire container all by myself immediately, which is why I don't buy those. But yes, so that's my judge, is that somehow Oreo has made a bajillion flavors, and I
And you're
feel
like,
like
and I
it's
don't know why.
and well, I don't know why. I'm like, it's a lot, and they're very specific things. Apparently there's one that's got like Rice Krispie treat flavor somewhere, and I'm like,
If I'm
what?
not mistaken, there was a Swedish fish flavored one, and I'm like,
That
that's
sounds
disgusting.
horrendously disgusting.
I know, but why? Like, why would you do that?
I don't know, but the fact that there are people who buy Swedish fish enough to keep them in business,
Right?
I
Like,
find
ew.
concerning all on its own, because it's not like a
Same.
specialty thing. They're
No.
literally everywhere. So there is a huge chunk of the population that is buying this, or else it wouldn't exist. I don't know who they are.
Ugh, they're
I don't think
gross.
I know anyone who's like, oh yeah, let's get Swedish fish.
No, me neither. I'm not a Swedish fish person. No.
Blech. So, Anyway. That's my judge. It's a good judge and a bad judge. It's like, damn you, Oreo, for making this too good. But also, hey, these are really good.
Because I really enjoy a good lemon Oreo.
Me too. I am pro lemon. It's a
Same.
nice, bright, good flavor. So I'm looking for
Yes,
that.
I can eat the hell out of some lemon Oreos. Like, it's bad.
Well, and my favorite Blizzard is still the Oreo Mint Blizzard.
Oh, it's good stuff.
That is, it's secret menu stuff. I don't know why, but like it's never
Right.
advertised. But they almost always have the mint syrup, so it's completely a non-issue.
Right.
Like we got Blizzards for my birthday at work a few weeks ago, and one of my coworkers just got braces. Bless his heart. He's older than us, Claire, and he just got braces, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Ooh,
This
wow.
that sounds awful. And so he was really excited about blizzards because it's soft on his teeth that are still hurty. And I was like, he's like, well, what are you getting? He's like, I'm getting a mint Oreo blizzard. He's like, they have mint? He's like, yes. It's secret, but it's usually there. And he's like, I want one of those. And then he was like, this is amazing. I was like,
Right.
I know. It's magic. Sorry. Oreos, what can I say? They're too good.
I was gonna say, they have some hit or miss flavors, but then they have some that really knock it out of the park. So,
And this is one of them.
yes. I
But
can
anyway,
imagine.
there it is. There's my judge, the
That's an excellent judge. That is
magic
an excellent
Oreo.
judge.
Thank you. And also, everyone, go to your grocery store right now and buy them because I need to be able to keep buying these. It's very important
She's like, I don't want
to.
them to be seasonal.
Well, because, like, I don't know that I'd ever seen them before. You know
So
what
now
I'm
that you know they
saying?
exist, you could go buy all the bags
It's
and be
fair.
like, they're mine.
Well, and so my mistake. They were on sale, like, two for whatever. And I was like, I only need one bag of Oreos. Who needs more than one thing of Oreos? Well, me. I should
You
have
were
bought both.
wrong.
I was
You
wrong.
were
I
wrong.
was wrong. I'm gonna sit here and just bask in all of the wrongness that happened in that moment because it was wrong. I should have got you.
Indeed.
Anyway.
That's an excellent judge.
Thank you, Claire. So that means that it's time for us to get down to it.
Yes.
So it is my turn
I'm
to
ready for
tell
this.
my culty story. And I chose one of my faves, one of everyone's faves. Guys, are you ready? Are you ready? I'm doing the FLDS.
Yes, I'm here for this.
For those of you who don't know, that's the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So the Super Mormons.
Super Mormons. So this is mostly going to cover the more recent times with Warren Jeffs, one of the biggest
Yes.
dick faces of all time.
Yes.
For my sources, I got them mostly from my obsessive documentary watching. I watched Keep Sweet, Pray, and Obey on Netflix. Excellent. Definitely everyone should watch.
Yes.
But I also watch one called Keep Sweet that's on Hulu or Discovery or both. It's been on lots of things, but I don't remember where I watched it. Then I watched another one that was definitely on Discovery called Prisoner of the Prophet.
Wow. She's
And
watched all
then
the
I'm telling you, and most like so Keep Sweet is like a movie length documentary, but the other two
like
are
episodes.
docuseries, so they're
Okay.
multiple episodes. And then I also got some information from the Salt Lake Tribune and of course Wikipedia.
Yes,
Where would we be without
always.
it?
I know, right?
So the FLDS, primarily as the group that we're talking about, is in an area on the Utah-Arizona border that is both Colorado City and Hilldale, but they mostly refer to it as the Crick, which hurts me in a way that I cannot explain. They call it Short Creek because it's like a little area that has a little creek and it's called Short Creek, but they colloquially call it the Crick, and every time they did it, my body spasmed. I barfed a little in my mouth because I really hate that. And I don't know why it hurts me every time. Ugh, stop. Anyway.
You just really don't like the term crick for
I
creek.
don't because it just sounds stupid to my ears. Like, it's not really a judgment to people who are using it because it's not a them problem. It is 100% a me problem. And I know it. But it cannot change how I respond to it. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, ugh, ugh, sorry. Anyway,
It.
I can't, blah, blah. Anyway, so the FLDS is the largest polygamous cult. Aren't you happy to know that there are other polygamous cults out there?
Oh, right, I know. Makes me feel so great.
It has about 10,000 members currently. And it became, let's see, the, well, it's, nah, we'll go back to this. So they chose this particular area, Short Creek, on the border, because it's taught within their community that Brigham Young, who was a president of the LDS Church, once visited that area and said, and I quote, "This will someday be the head and not the tail of the church. This will be the granaries of the saints. This land will produce in abundance sufficient wheat to feed the people." So they took that as a, this is the place to be, man. Brigham Young was all for it, so we're for it. You know how it goes.
So we're going to move here. Okay.
So it is super into polygamy.
Mm-hmm.
In which they believe that you have to have at least three wives in order to make it into the kingdom of heaven in which God resides. So if you don't have three wives, if you only have two or just the one, then even though you'll be in some celestial plane that isn't necessarily bad, you'll never see God for all eternity. And that's sad. I don't know. Whatever.
And so just at least three.
At least three.
You can have more than
three. You can have more than three, but you need to have at least three. And this was a carryover from Mormonism in the early days. So all gotcha. Mormonism mm-hmm. had the idea of polygamy and three wives. That existed. But when Utah, which was filled primarily with Mormons at the time, wanted to become a state to enjoy all the magical things of being a state, they were told by the government that they had to give up polygamy in order to be a state.
Yeah.
And so they were like, all right, that's fine, fine. We'll give up polygamy, except a small group was like, hell no. We want to see God, so can't give that up. And so there was this offshoot that became the fundamentalists that held on to the polygamist ideas.
They held on to the old ways.
They sure did. They also ended up going from what sounds like more of a council approach to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
To believing that there is one person who is the leader of their the fundamentalists, and that he is in fact the prophet of God, and that he, because it's always a he, because let's be real, and
right.
that he can hear God's new revelations and then pass them down. So it's all very pyramid, one guy on top.
Because patriarchy.
Because the patriarchy is garbage. There's a lot of patriarchal bullshit in this.
Always.
Most things in here are 100% disgusting. Just letting you know ahead of time so that you know where we're going. It ain't good.
Yeah. Usually something false is not good. So
it's true. It's true. Very rarely are we like, oh, actually, that's not so bad.
Right.
Here we are. Here we are again. Some guy is the voice of God. Only he's the voice of God. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right, right.
So in the year 1986, the prophet of the fundamentalists, his name, I think, was Leroy Johnson, passed. And the council of oldies is really all I can come up with, because it's just a bunch of old white men, because it's the fundamentalist Mormons who are on this council. Come to the decision that Rulon Jeffs is going to be the next prophet. I don't know how they came to the decision. I don't really care, honestly. But they decided.
They just vote. It's like, whatever.
And so he became the prophet. By the time we really get to know him in these documentaries, he's a really old, disgusting guy. He ended up having at least 23 wives, which should tell you the direction the story's going. Because you only need how many, Claire?
Three.
You only need three. But the more you have, the better chances you have of all the celestial planes you can be on and all the planets you get. Mm-hmm. I don't, it's complicated. Yeah, it's weird.
Right. It's just like, what?
And so he ended up having, I had multiple sources. I don't know if anyone truly knows how many wives anybody has, because there's like one legal marriage, and then the rest are spiritual marriages.
Right, yeah.
Which is gross. But he either had, he had at least 23 wives, but he might have had as many as 46.
Holy crap.
But he definitely had over 60 children.
Good grief.
So, what was interesting about Rulin is that even when he was like 80, which is super old, when you're like, say, a young woman of 19, he was still
Right.
getting married to women of like
Yeah.
19. But the belief that I guess he propagated, because he was the prophet and could speak the words of God, was that he was not going to die. He would reach an age and then he would de-age and become young again.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'd like to see that happen.
So, color, everyone shocked when he had a stroke and then died.
Right.
Woo! And it was everyone was shocked and surprised. They're like, no, but he was supposed to be
He's
young
not
again.
supposed to
That's not how
die.
it's supposed to be. But Rulin was the one that came up with the phrase keep sweet. He's the one that propagated that. So back in the early 80s is when that all started. And
Okay.
so what that meant was that specifically women, of course,
Always.
is that you are not supposed to have any other emotions other than joy. You're supposed to keep sweet because all other emotions are of the devil. So the wife
Oh,
must keep
jeez.
sweet so that the husband can make all the decisions. And if you hold on or into any of the non-sweet emotions, you will not go to heaven.
Well, isn't that just convenient?
Isn't it, though? Gross. But so when he died, his son Warren took over, which is interesting. But let's talk about Warren. So Warren was born not on February the 18th. He was born on December the
Thank
3rd.
God. Thank God.
He was born December 3rd, 1955, and was actually born 2 months premature. And so the mythology around him is that he was a sickly child and that it was only by the grace of God and his family that he survived, and not only survived, but thrived, Claire. Gross.
He's a miracle
He's
baby.
a miracle. But he was one of his father's favorite, which says a lot when you have over 60 children.
Right, yeah.
And worked a lot with his dad, with Rulin, and eventually became the principal of the school that Rulin had created. It was called the Alta Academy, and it was like a private school for them to go to. They did go to real public school under Rulin. Kids went to real school in the area, so that was good. But
So
they.
were they on like a commune at this point? Were they?
It's two towns that share border. Like, I mean, it's not a commune, but everyone who lives there is FLDS, and all the police are FLDS, and everyone there,
Okay.
it's almost like a commune.
Gotcha.
But so he eventually became the principal of the academy. And in that particular school, it was important that they teach them the truth, Claire. You got to teach children the truth.
Oh, the truth. And what truth is that?
Well, one of those truths is that no one has ever been to the moon.
Oh, jeez. Lord.
Well, you can't go to the moon because, I mean, all the celestial planets are up there, and like you can't just claim that. Like it's a whole thing. I don't know. More importantly, though, dinosaurs never existed on the planet.
Oh, are they one of those people who are like, Satan put the bones in the ground to confuse us? Are they one of those groups?
I wish, because this is more weird.
Oh, okay.
No, it's that the dinosaurs never existed on our planet, but they existed on other planets. And so when our world was
What?
made by God, God took pieces from other planets and put it together, and that's why you find dinosaur bones.
What?
Yes.
That makes no sense.
No, I was like, I'm sorry, what now?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's up there. Yes, absolutely.
I would rather you tell me that Satan is trying to trick us and put
Right?
dinosaur
That at
bones.
least feels some like
That,
intent and not just like
right.
bizarre.
Just
Meh.
some random, like, oh, God made us from different planets. Like, what?
So it wasn't really school there wasn't really about grades as much about behavior. Again, keep sweet. Keep sweet.
That's
Keep
disgusting.
sweet. It is disgusting.
So
When they
disgusting.
had like history class, it was really just church history.
Right.
And so most of it was just another form of indoctrination so that they were getting it from everywhere they went. They were
Right.
getting the same message. But part of the indoctrination is that the teaching that the prophet is always right and never leads the flock astray, for he is the voice of God or the person who can reveal the revelations of God. Like, it's garbage. So Rulin has died, and Warren Jeffs basically just appoints himself as the prophet. There's no council, there's no conversation. It's not some random old white guy. It's this young white guy that was related to the old white guy. It's very confusing.
So he's just like, I'm it.
Yeah.
Cause I say so. Is
Yeah.
that, was it like, okay.
God told me when you have to watch literally any of these to hear his weird recorded messages. His voice is this terrifying, like monotone, creepy voice that is one of the experts talked about how there's like a trance like quality to it, so you kind of just fall into the trance. I'm like, oh, it's I find it eerie. It's very eerie. I do not like it. Blah. But of course, once he appointed himself the prophet,
Right.
things went off the rails.
Of course they did.
So first he was getting rid of things like dancing. No more dances, no more plays, because that's not honoring God or focusing on work or blah blah blah.
It's
He
too frivolous.
got rid of toys. Kids shouldn't be playing, they should be helping, working, being part of the community. And then he got rid of school. Kids were no longer allowed to go to public schools. So they were only being indoctrinated. I mean, they were only with FLDS that never went anywhere else. It was there's that was it.
Wow.
So essentially he got rid of everything that wasn't work. So that's nice. Then he started dealing with what women were wearing and made it so that they had to wear the long underwear, so that every part of their body was covered, had to go all the way down. Because at that point, could wear anything they wanted as long as they were covered. But now it was they had to wear the parade dress, which most of them kind of did. But it had to go all the way down to their ankles. Underneath that, they had to have long underwear
Oh gosh, that sounds
on.
awful.
They had to have their hair in French braid, like in the fancy braid with the little poof, like. There were like six approved hairstyles, and they had to use those. They were no longer allowed to wear patterns on in their dresses. They couldn't wear the color red because Claire, red is of the devil. We must stay away from
You're a
red.
whore.
So, like, they were constantly, being like pushed smaller, smaller, smaller. You have to be in this little box.
Right.
And Warren, of course, started taking a lot of young wives because, he's the prophet. He also took most of his dad's wives to be his own,
That's
which
gross.
is horrifying. Two of them
That's
refused.
absolutely.
One of them was never allowed to marry again. And the other one was a woman named Rebecca Walls, who was really pissed off and freaked out and grossed out that she had to marry Rulin and was disgusted by it and tried really hard to not let him touch her very much, because she was like, he's 80 and gross, and I'm 19 and young. And so she ended up fleeing the FLDS because Warren
Good for her.
wanted her to marry him, and she's like, no, I'm out, I can't.
No.
But also,
Good for
like you
her.
said, ooh, gross. He was basically marrying his moms. Like, I'm assuming his mother had passed because it's not mentioned, but like women who raised him. and were
Yeah,
his
no.
moms, and he's now married to. It's gross. It's so gross. Blah. But very important to note, the prophet decides all marriages, and really everything else, really, let's be real.
Right, yeah.
But the idea that like you could fall in love with someone and then you could go get married, that's not real.
Right.
You, when you're of age, and are presented to the prophet, he decides who you're going to marry because God tells him, of course, God tells the prophet who you're supposed to be with. Isn't that so considerate of God?
Oh my God, there's so many problems with this. I just don't understand how people get sucked into this. Like, it just blows my mind.
Well, these are people who their whole lives are in this. You don't join FLDS.
That's
You
true. That's
are
true.
born into it. And so there's also, it had to be plural marriage. You couldn't choose to not have plural marriage. Because if you didn't, you really would, they taught you wouldn't get into heaven and that women would be separated from their children for all eternity if they were not part of plural marriage. It's gross.
Yes, definitely.
So he often, mostly, decided to give all these young brides, these barely 18, 19-year-olds, to really gross old men so that they could have, because again, you only need three. But let's make sure everybody has, lots.
Right.
Which meant that there were really no brides for the younger men in the FLDS community.
Right.
So, in order to deal with this, because they're getting upset, they're like, well, what about us? We want to get married.
Right.
And so he instead starts kicking out lots of like 16 to 22-year-old boys. In fact, over 400 of them ended up being kicked out. Now, it was, of course, there were reasons like, oh, they were listening to rock music, or oh, they have a
Right.
crush on somebody, or they're trying to date, or what, like, you have to leave because you're blah, blah, blah. But it was really just to deal with the reality of giving the people he wanted more brides and not giving.
And to get rid of their raging hormones.
And if anyone disagreed with him or even just people who had power in the community that could disagree with him, and he didn't like that, he would kick them out. There was a day when he like came into the church with like a list of names, and he read out like 20 names of well-known, high up in leadership men who had big families, obviously, because everyone has a big family,
Right.
and had them stand. And then he said that basically they'd been consorting with the devil, and they had to leave and they couldn't take their wives and children. They had forfeit them. And so he basically just reassigned wives and children to other people and kicked them out, and they had to
Oh
leave
my
that day.
gosh. So basically he's like, I'm taking my toys and going home, and oh my gosh.
And
Wow.
so
That's terrible. Jeez.
then comes the underage marriages.
Even more
So,
gross.
very similar to Bridgerton vibes, the vast majority of women had no concept, no knowledge of sex. They're not allowed to know anything because they have to be completely
Right.
pure. So, these very young women have no concept of what's coming. And then it starts getting into underage marriages. So, young girls, like ages of 14, are basically being raped by their husbands who are telling them that it's their right and that it's the girl's duty to do this.
Right.
And Warren notoriously would just tell women that they had to submit to their husbands, that that was their only pathway to heaven.
This is
So
disgusting. Oh, God, I hate it.
there was one woman, one young girl who was barely 15, and she fled the FLDS because she was literally being raped by her husband. So she had been in love with another guy, like they were cute little kids with crushes because she's 15.
Right, yeah.
But Warren decided that, I think she was 14, decided that she was old enough and ready to be married and had forced her to get married to another man who was horrible to her, was just like mean and cruel. And she like begged and begged, knowing that he was a bad, like she just knew he was
Right.
bad. But, Warren was like, "Are you saying that God doesn't know what you want or what's best for you?" Like, it
Oh
was
God.
all the gaslighting, because that's all they're taught. Like, there's no
The
other, they're not allowed TV. He got rid of any book, basically all books. Like, they used to have a few, like Nancy
right.
Drew or whatever, but all that stuff is gone. They can't watch TV. They can't read. They're not allowed to listen to any music that is not Mormon music, basically. So they have no concept of anything in the real world. But so she ends up running away because she's married to this guy who's horrible. And so
Right.
Warren ends up sending the boy that she had crushed on and was in love with to go get her, because she had run to her brother's house, who had left the FLDS. And Warren tells the boy and her that if she will agree to come back, he will allow those two to get married, which is what she wanted. She wanted to be married to the boy she was in love with.
Right.
So she decides to come back. And of course, instead, the boy she was in love with was kicked out of the FLDS and forced to leave. And she was forced to go back and submit to her husband. And she was stuck with him and had six kids by the time she was 24.
Oh God. That's terrible.
It is terrible. It's
Six
horrendously
and
gross.
24? Gosh.
Another girl, her name was Ruth Stubbs, was 16 when she was forced to get married, and she got pregnant by 32-year-old Rodney Holm. Now, Rodney was a certified cop, which means that he knew that Arizona law classifies getting a 16-year-old pregnant as a crime.
Right.
So he was taken to court and found guilty. And
Good.
that was the moment that Jeff War or Warren Jeffs, sorry, Jeffs,
I know his name is
Warren
backwards.
Jeffs, realized that he was vulnerable and needed to be very careful, because underage marriage was happening and he was doing it and all the
He's like, I
things.
need to lock this shit down.
So he ends up going to Texas, where he buys a plot of land. So it's El Dorado, Texas. And there was a large ranch that was for sale that Warren Jeffs bought. And at first, the locals thought that someone must be building like a hunting lodge for the wealthy, because it was pretty big, something was
Right,
happening.
right.
But good old, nosy Nancy or whatever, Johnny Looky
Right.
Lou, went flying up in his airplane and noticed that they were building something really big and building it fast. And he's like, "The fuck is this thing?"
Right.
Meanwhile, back in Short Creek, cameras are appearing everywhere. They're in the churches, they're in town. Suddenly, church security is going into people's homes to make sure that there's no illegal activity happening, like reading a book,
Creepy.
making sure that Warren Jeff's picture is hanging on the wall because he's the
Ugh,
prophet.
gross.
And then that's when he shows up for at the church service. Like, he at this point he'd been gone for a few months in Texas.
Right.
And so he shows up very randomly one morning back in Short Creek at a church service, and that's when he risks reads the list of names that God has given him. Now, in those leading figures, I had forgotten to mention this, included four of his own brothers. So he kicked out four of his own brothers, claiming that these people were master deceivers. And so, like, he kicks them
Wow.
out. He reassigns their families to other people. There, no goodbyes are allowed. Like, it's
Right.
like you're gone, bye. And then after that, people start disappearing from Short Creek. And it's because they're going to Zion, Claire. So then people in the town start disappearing. And that's because they say they're going to Zion, which is actually Texas. So agree to disagree, wouldn't call it Zion. But Zion,
It's also like, but Texas?
right,
Bleh.
I know. But Zion was actually only for the pure and the clean, whose names were spoken to Warren by God. That's the only way that you could go. Or if you were just super young and very pliable, so that, you know, he could do more underage marriaging happening there. So either way, so that's when they built their giant temple in Texas. And that's what led to it becoming national news. So perhaps if he had not built Zion and his giant fucking temple, he might have lasted a little bit longer.
Right. I feel like him going out of Short Creek because I feel like people really weren't paying attention to him there. But
No, because it's all FLDS there. So, like,
yeah, but
I mean,
like
people are kind of
building a
paying
giant
attention.
ass thing in another state and people are like, ooh, what's this? You know, that I feel is, you know,
Now I'm with you. It feels
that's asking for it.
stupid.
Yeah.
So that is when it became the constant effort of all law enforcement agencies to try and find a victim that could come forward. They know that this is happening. They know that there's underage marriage, but they have to find someone willing to come forward. And no one is, because it's their eternal soul at stake. Like if
Right.
they go again,
Yeah.
if like if they become like if they get kicked out, they're apostates and they're going to hell. And they're not, you know, if you're an apostate, no one who's still in is allowed to talk to you because,
Right.
you know, you have fallen and cannot be saved. Sorry.
It's like shun the non-believer.
Yes,
Shun.
exactly. Or shun the person I kicked out because I wanted to make sure that I
Right.
could get what I wanted. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, whatever happened to that whole thing about not coveting your neighbor's stuff. Whatever happened to that?
Right.
I'm pretty
Boy.
sure that's the Bible, but whatever. Who am
You are not the prophet, Claire, because you are
No,
a woman.
obviously.
And how dare you speak? Claire, keep sweet, Claire. Keep sweet.
Yeah, that's one thing I am not. Okay. So, yeah.
I know. I'm like, I would not do well at the FLDS.
Not at all. No.
But so in comes a woman named Alyssa Wall. Now, who is Alyssa Wall, Claire?
She related to that other lady whose last name was Wall.
She sure is.
Okay,
She's her
cool.
little sister.
Sister, okay. Was it Rebecca? Was that the other one? Okay, yeah.
Rebecca's little sister. She's also the person who was forced to be with the asshole husband that abused her physically, sexually, and emotionally for years, even after she tried to leave, and then got tricked into coming back, and then got screwed over and over. And she pleaded with Warren for 3 years for help because it was so abusive and everything was so bad, and he did
So
nothing.
Alyssa was the one who
Alyssa.
was tricked into coming back. Okay.
Yes. And so one night she had, just like while she's in FLDS, she had a flat tire, and another member of the FLDS, a man, stopped to help. And in chatting, they ended up, you know, becoming kind of friends, and then they ended up falling for each other, you know, cute little meet cute on the side of the road, I guess. But the church caught wind of it and kicked her out for adultery. But the husband was golden because he had fulfilled his duties. So, like, even though he was abusive and doing these horrible things, and she was asking for help and was getting no help, when she just had a friendship with another, like, she was in love with him, but like, they weren't doing anything.
Yeah, it was
She
just
gets
he helped
kicked out.
her.
Yeah. She gets kicked out for adultery. But her husband, who is an actual piece of shit, is like, you have fulfilled your duties, so you can just ignore her trash. She's trash. And you can, whatever. So
But
she was pissed
also is
AF.
she like, this is what I wanted.
Well, yes, but like she was so fucking pissed at the whole thing. So she's like,
Well,
fuck
1000%. Yes.
I'm going to the cops, because she was an underage bride. So they finally had a case against him as an accomplice to rape. But so they tried to find
So
him,
this was
but
their downfall, was this one chick that they kicked out of the FLDS.
yes, this started it all. But so Warren Jeffs went on a lam, because he was like, I ain't going to jail for this, you know. So
Yeah.
no one had any idea where he was. And so At this point, the FBI offers to get involved and be like, hey, technically it's interstate because of that whole weird state line thing, and now it's Texas. So, we can get involved. So, they put him on the 10 most wanted, which I think is hilarious.
That's great. He deserved that.
So, while he was on his on the lam hiding from the authorities, he was living it up. Let's remember that everything outside of the FLDS, it's all bad. There's no TV, there,
Right.
no toys, no red, no fun things. All things Gentile are bad, basically.
Right.
And so obviously while he's on the run, he goes to Disney World.
Because,
He
you know, nothing's
wears
wrong with Disney to the
he
Mormons.
no, not at all. He wears Gentile clothing, so he's fitting in with everybody. Goes to Mardi Gras, hits some strip clubs, basically living it up because he is getting all of the tithing money still from the FLDS, and we're talking upwards of $300,000 a week. A week.
Wow. So he can just take this. He has access to all this
Well,
money.
they're
He can
giving it to him. They're
run
making sure he's
around.
getting it. He's got couriers bringing him the money or whatever to make sure that he stays safe, the profit, and that he's spending it at Mardi Gras and strip. He's putting tithing money in women's thongs. Let's be real. That's what's happening. He's going to strip clubs.
Gosh.
Meanwhile, back in Short Creek, children are being taken to Zion without their mothers. So, even toddlers, sometimes moms would wake up in the morning and find that their kids are just gone. They had no idea that they were being taken.
So they just wake
Which,
up and there's no children.
and they're like, some of their children, usually the younger children, are just gone.
Yeah. Because they can't
Some,
really put
well,
up
and
much
like
of a
some
fight.
women were like in a family, there might be like, let's say there's three wives. There's probably more, but we'll just say there's three. And like two wives get to go to Zion, so they take children. And one wife is not, but she doesn't know. She's not being told, so she just wakes up the next day and like her kids are just gone.
So the other two
Oh,
wives like took her
and the
kids and
yeah. So, like it's. Lots of mothers are losing their children to Zion, which is gross.
which is Texas, and that's nasty.
Which is, yes. But one night, a cop is driving along a road and he sees a car in front of him that the tags are somewhat obscured. So he pulls him over.
Yeah.
And the driver is. I believe it was Seth Jeffs. I don't have his name written down. And the officer's like, well, that name sounds familiar. So he looks more in the car and finds that in the passenger seat is one of Warren Jeffs' favorite wives. Because I guess you have favorites when you have that many. What do I know?
Right.
And in the back seat is Warren Jeffs himself, sitting there eating a salad.
My gosh.
The car that they were driving, a red Escalade.
An Escalade. Well, that's precious.
A red one. Apparently, red is fine when
He's
you're
a
Warren
whore.
Jeffs.
He's a whore.
So, they take him to jail. They do the whole court thing. He's convicted of two counts of accessory to rape or accomplice to rape or however they phrased it. But is able to maintain his communication with the FLDS. And so by being imprisoned, he of course becomes a martyr to the FLDS people because he's
Right.
being, persecuted for religion, his beliefs, and the fact that he's God's prophet. So it became proof that the outside world's trying to destroy him. Gross. So he's still running everything. And Zion continues to grow, which is disgusting.
Right.
At some point, CPS in Texas gets a call from a girl who is living at the Zion. I forget what they call it. It's something stupid.
Right, yeah.
Who says that she is 16 years old, she's already a mother, and she's pregnant with another kid. And she is being forced to stay there. She doesn't want to be there. And so they of course go do a wellness check. CPS and the cops go. And while they are conducting interviews, everyone's being really cagey. They're not really showing them all the kids. It's something weird is happening. They're like, all of their like spidey senses are tingling. Like, this is weird.
They're like, there's something hinky here. Yeah.
But there'd be like long times between them bringing in kids. Like a kid may come in and then the kid leaves, and then like a long period of time before they bring the next one in. And in the room that they're in, they notice that there are journals written by some of the girls. And
Yeah.
these are young girls, and they're talking about being pregnant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like
And
way
then
underage. Yeah.
they're like looking around. So they're kind of, they go through and they're going, there's an awful lot of pregnant underage girls here, which is evidence in plain sight of a crime. Because if you're under 17 and you're
Right.
pregnant, then a crime has been committed.
Right.
So they were able to then take action. Now, what's interesting is that it turned out that the call ended up being a hoax from someone in Colorado. So
What?
it didn't,
So
but it
that
didn't
phone
even
call wasn't
matter.
even real,
No.
but they found that there was a
But
lot of
because there
evidence of
was evidence in
actual.
plain sight, they were able to just be like, well, but obviously a crime has been committed. So it doesn't matter how they got there. They got there.
Right.
So they realized that there are over 400 kids here. And so they took all the kids away from the FLDS. And so they're not, I mean, suddenly they have 400 kids they have to find shelter for, because they're like, holy
Right.
fuck, we weren't ready for this, but you're like,
Well, and
there's
then it's also
not that
you.
many adults there. Like, what's
I sort of
happening?
say, then how long did it take them to realize that none of those kids belonged? Their parents weren't there, like.
Right. But so what was more disturbing is that the FLDS decided to use the media to make people feel sympathy, because it's just these women that are just moms without their kids. And it's like, we just want our kids, we love our kids, and blah, 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 blah. But
Yeah.
like, it was all over the media.
Right.
And so
I
they
mean,
kept
yeah,
like,
I remember this. Yeah.
well,
And
and what's so
what year are
frustrating,
we in at this point?
yeah, it's in the early 2000s.
Okay, yeah.
But so, like, they're all that boohooing, they've taken away our kids. And like, but you fucking been doing that to your own people. You took kids from Short Creek whose moms
Right.
didn't get to come. So, like, what the fuck are you whining about?
Right.
But anyway, because of all of their media attention and outrage, they ended up returning the kids to the FLDS, blah, blah, blah. But the
Yeah.
investigation continued. So, like, it didn't stop
Because
them.
it's like you still have pregnant underage girls.
Yes.
So something hinky is still happening here.
Yes. And
Yeah.
so they are searching through the Temple of Disgustingness, and they find, and I say that because in the Temple of Disgustingness is this all white room, and in the middle of the room is a bed.
Ew.
And it's all white. And
Did
it's
they take a black
disgusting.
light? Did they take a black light to it? That's all I want to
Oh,
know.
it didn't say. It didn't say. But then like they're looking for like documents. They're looking for something. They need something.
Yeah.
And this is when Rebecca Walls comes in. Remember her? She left
Yes.
because she didn't want to marry this piece of shit because he was an asshole and she knew it's not going to be a good time. She had been married to Rulin. She had been around when Warren first took over and was obsessing over her, and it was gross. And so she kind of knew how things worked. So she helped the FBI and the other investigators find the hidden vaults. She's like, there is documentation. You'll find it. And gave them like, this is where you should look. These are the things you should look for. So they were able to find a vault that they
Nice.
broke into. And inside was every investigator's dream. It was just filled with evidence, recordings, papers, just everything was there.
All the
And
things.
so they were able to nail his ass because he had not only officiated a bunch of underage marriages, he himself was married to girls who were underage, and he had recorded him having sex with them.
I remember
One of
him
them
saying
was
that part
pregnant.
like bleh.
One of them was like 14 and she was pregnant with his child, and they confirmed it with DNA. So that's proof one. But there's a 12-year-old that they tied her to that horrific piece of white shit bed, and he raped her in front of other people. And it's recorded and it's disgusting. And like at the end, it's like a prayer and he's like, amen. I'm like, oh my God, it's horrendous. It
Right.
is the most disgusting thing. So they nailed his ass, which is correct. And it's disgusting. And so he ends up, going to jail. But before we
As
get
he
to
should.
there, because what's frustrating is that even after all of that stuff, there are still FLDS that still follow him. Like they, to them, he is still the prophet. He is the prophet until he dies, which is
And
gross.
that's disgusting. It's
It
just like,
is
but
disgusting.
why?
And so, like, even though he's been convicted, he's in prison, he is still recording his messages and sending his messages, and it's disgusting, and I'm grossed out by it. And I'm really
Ew.
disgusted that these people are still following and
So
supporting
he's
him.
still in prison?
Yes.
I don't know why, but I thought he died.
No, he's still alive.
Don't know. I thought maybe he killed himself.
He tried. He tried to kill himself.
Maybe
That is true.
I thought he
He did not succeed.
succeeded.
He did not
He did
succeed.
not succeed.
Unfortunately, he is
Okay,
still here
unfortunately.
on this planet.
I mean,
So,
obviously I'm not an advocate for suicide. However,
but the world would probably be better off without him. Then again, who? What horrible douchebag is going to come next? Because, like, look what all he did. Blech.
right.
But so, okay. In the Short Creek area, there is a section that has like a wall built around it, and that should keep them separate from apostates that got kicked out because they still are diehard believers and they still believe in him and don't think he did anything wrong. And that is just the government persecuting him because he's the
Oh
whole thing.
gosh,
But
right.
here's the thing that is complicated, the whole situation. So I watched the documentary that's just called Keep Sweet, and it is dealing with the after all this went down, after he went to jail,
Right.
and it's these people who, still support him. So in that whole area, all of the lands in that area are part of a trust called the UEP Trust. And
U U E.
UEP.
Okay.
Did not write down what it stands for.
Okay. I was making
LOL.
sure I heard you right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And essentially, that means that everything in that area is part of the community and it's given out to those who need it. So, like when a boy becomes a man and becomes of age and is ready to build a house, start a family, the community basically says, this is your spot here.
Okay.
You can start here. So that way, like, no one owns land, the whole community owns it.
Gotcha.
It comes from a good place. The thought behind it was nice. But Warren Jeffs, of course, is an asshole, and he changed it from a business trust, which is what it had been, in which there was like a board of people who oversaw it, to a charitable trust, making him the controller of everything,
Ugh,
which is how he was
gross.
able to just kick people out and say, your land is mine, it's all mine, you can't have it anymore. Bye.
Right.
As a result of everything that happened, and the fact that things weren't being paid and whatever, the state of Utah took it over, and it in 2005, and the trust became controlled by the court for over a decade, at which point a judge handed it over to a community board mostly composed of former members. Basically, it was, if you have a claim to any of the land here, if you have, if you were part of this group but you got kicked out, you can come and claim a place to be your own, because it was, is what happened. And
Okay.
so all these people who were apostates were moving back because it was home.
Right.
But the diehard FLDS people did not like it. And
Well, of course not.
so, because the apostates are tools of the devil, according to Warren Jeffs, so they don't
Right.
want to talk to them, and it's a whole thing. But so they ended up being smart and They started running for political positions that had always been held by FLDS members, but they weren't coming out to vote because women can't vote, of course, God forbid. Like they just weren't participating because they're like, no, separate from them. And so they ended up losing everything to all these people who had been kicked out and are coming back. So they're now in control of this town, of this area.
Okay.
And they all have good intentions. Like, this was home, and we want it to be home again. And we want to bring back the joy and the happiness that we experienced growing up, just not the polygamy, you know?
Right.
And so that's a whole big mess. But then let's go back to good old Warren Jeffs. So, in the end, he has 87 wives
Ew.
and 65 children. And I would
Ew.
like to remind you that he's been in jail since 2006.
Shoo.
So there's that. Let's see. I'm gonna skip that part. In August of, I think, last year or the year before, there was concern because Warren Jeffs' son, I swear it's Hel Halaman, Halaman, I have no idea what it is. His son, no idea. Passed along, because again, Warren Jeffs is still spouting is crazy, but passed along a call to young members to try and come back to the faith, trying to get them to come back over the next 5 years to become pure so that they can go to the celestial kingdom. And the concern is there has been a group of younger, like 12 to 14 year olds that are disappearing in the area. And the families are concerned that they're being lured back to the FLDS. Because obviously their numbers are dwindling after all this.
Right.
One mother shared a copy of what the group alleges is the message written down by the son that said, "The kids must die soon as the world is coming to an end and they will gain salvation." And so they're concerned because that their kids are in danger because the police don't seem to give a crap, saying that they're just runaways, but it's just weird.
Yeah.
A couple of other weird, creepy things. In 2015, Lyle Jeffs' estranged wife, Charlene, claimed in a custody dispute that the FLDS Church currently enforces a doctrine which only allows women to have sex with men who are members of the group, which is appointed to be seed bearers,
Ew.
defined as elect men of a worthy bloodline chosen by the priesthood to impregnate women. Under this doctrine, men no longer are allowed to have children with their wives. Charlene Jeffs wrote in her custody petition, "It is the husband's responsibility to hold the hands of their wives while the seed bearer spreads his seed."
No. That is so much Handmaid's Tale bullshit right there. I can't even with that.
She also described the law of Sarah, in which FLDS women perform sex acts on each other in order to prepare for a sexual encounter with a man who is in the FLDS leadership. And one of the
What?
documentaries alluded to this. So they were talking to his 65th, wait, is that right? Hold on. 65th wife? Yeah.
What?
Talking to Warren Jeffs' 65th wife. Her name was Lynette. And she was like 18, and her dad said to her one night, come on a ride with me." And he was sobbing on the drive and said he was sorry because he took her to Warren and she had to marry Warren because dad doesn't have any control. Because if he does anything that un makes Warren unhappy, he loses everything.
Right.
And so she was married to him that night. And 2 weeks after that, she gets moved to Texas. She's super not into it, she doesn't want anything to do with him. But that just makes him really want her because you know how gross people are.
Yes.
But like she has this crazy story in which she gets moved to like a compound in South Dakota, I think, where she continuously tries to escape because she knows too much about Warren and is a problem and could, you know, destroy him with the cops. Like it's a whole thing, like bless him. But like she talked about it as well, about being called into a room where she was forced to take off, where she was told she had to take off all her clothes, and then like he was trying to get women to like fondle each other, and I'm like, what the hell? What's happening? There's a whole, it's all weird. So
Wow.
that's one weird thing. Another weird, creepy thing is Warren Jeffs has said the black race is the people through which the devil has always been able to bring evil unto the earth. They apparently believe that black people are the product of Satan's
Yes.
liaison with
Yes.
somebody. God's wife is what it said, but it doesn't make sense. God doesn't have a wife, so I don't know.
That was like that stupid video we watched in, was it youth group, where it was like, white people came from this and black people came, and you're like, say what? I mean, that was nuts. No, that's stupid.
Another weird, creepy thing. The Colorado City slash Hilldale area, Short Creek, has the world's highest incidence of, I'm going to get this wrong, fumarase deficiency, which is an extremely rare genetic disease. Geneticists attribute this to the prevalence of cousin marriages between descendants of the town's two founders, Joseph Smith Jessup and John Yeats Barlow. It causes encephalopathy, severe intellectual disability, unusual facial features, brain malformation, and epileptic seizures.
Habsburg jaw, anybody?
Right? It's like, this is why we get people from the outside in to mix it up a bit. On August 9th, 2011, Jeffs was convicted in Texas on two counts of sexual assault of a child and sentenced to life in prison.
Only two.
He will be eligible for parole July 22nd, 2038, and that is too soon.
I started to say,
That's too
goodbye.
soon. It's too soon. And I will end with this thought. That he did most of this in about 4 years. His dad, Rulin, died in 2002, and he, Jeff, the
Wow.
Warren Jeffs, was arrested in 2006.
That's nuts.
It's like I gave you all this stuff to be like, wow, that's a lot, all the years, and you're like, no, 4 years. 4 years.
It. Oh my gosh, that's
And
crazy.
that is the horrendous story of the FLDS, mostly Warren Jeffs. But
Yes.
like, I'm always like, how the hell do you get yourself in this situation? But then I'm reminded they're never not indoctrinated. Their whole life is
That's
indoctrinated.
true. That's
They don't
true.
get to say anything else because if it goes against the prophet, then they lose heaven and
That's
it's their
true.
eternal soul. Like, I don't.
That's true.
To leave takes more guts than I think most people would have. Like if that was
Right.
so.
That's true.
Boy. So there it is. That's
Wow.
my story. Hey guys, don't join
Well,
that cult.
no. Nope. Well, that was great. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I
Thank
do
you
get
for
obsessive
reminding
with
me
all of
how
my cults.
terrible that was. Yeah.
Yes, it's terrible. But also, I would like to remind you that two sisters who were done with his shit took him down. So, girl power, okay? Girl
Right.
power. That's what I'm here for.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
All right. So, on a more positive note, this week's story
Yes.
affirmation.
Yes, please.
Do epic shit. And make it count. Just not culty shit, okay? No culty
No.
epic shit. Don't be like that.
No.
Don't be like that.
Right. Absolutely.
Make
I like that one. Make it count.
it count. Okay. Must be time for
Yes.
tarot time with April. Spooky, spooky. All right. Are you ready, Claire?
Let's do it.
Tell me when to stop.
All right.
I don't know any FLDS songs, but there is a whole like Keep Sweet song. What was weird is that in the Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey, there's a lot of like video footage from when they had like plays and they would sing or whatever. And I noticed that a lot of their songs were tunes that I was familiar with. They just had different words.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's different.
Right? Stop.
All right.
Well, it's like that too with like Catholic and Baptist. A lot of them are the same music, just different lyrics.
Slightly different words. All right. We are starting our week off with the Ten of Wands. It looks very heavy. It looks burdened. The middle of our week is the Devil.
What? That's my birth
It's
card.
Claire's birth card. And we will end the week with the Queen of Cups.
Here we go.
That sounds like a winner. I think we've had all of these at some point in the past.
I think so.
They sound familiar. Anyway. Do 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 do. Ten of Wands. I'm trying to find a thing. Yep. It's all about burden.
Yay.
The man in the card has taken care, has everything taken care of. He's handling it, no problem, except that he can't see the road before him and he looks so tired and sore. He's carrying so much that he's got to be in that numb, fuzzy state of mind where you nearly forget what you're carrying or where you're going. You just keep plodding along. Wait. So that sounds
Great.
awesome. So it's about letting go, realizing that we're carrying too much so that we can let it go. I'm here for that. I want to let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yes, let it
Can't hold it
go.
back anymore.
That's right.
Let it go. Let it go. I
That's
wonder what
right.
week this is that I'm on. Ah! Where are you, my devil? My devil. There you are.
He's hiding.
There are a few tarot cards that will freak people out if they're new to tarot. The devil card freaks everyone out. Everyone! anyway. Let's see. Blah 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 blah. This card is about chaining yourself to those things that pull you down. We turn ourselves inside out and pick and pick and pick until our insides are a bloody mess. Well, that sounds awesome. I think it comes down to two things, fear and doubt. Fear that we're not as good as everyone else, and the doubt that allows that fear to trickle in. If we are confident and strong, what someone else says always about us bounces away. Interesting. It sounds bad. Why is your birth card bad?
I don't know.
Why'd you bring us bad things, Claire?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's all right. The Queen of Cups will fix it because she's great. Let's see. She is empathetic and kind and often psychic. She isn't insecure or shallow. She's deep and calm and a soothing balm to all who need her assistance. That's very nice.
There we go. Soothing
So
balm.
we're carrying too much. We need to admit to ourselves that we're carrying too much. We need to let it go, basically, move
Right.
forward. And we're going to do it because the Queen of Cups is there to give us her nice confidence and her soothing balm. So it's okay. We're overwhelmed and then we calm down.
There we go.
That sounds like most weeks, honestly.
Right. We're overwhelmed and it's Friday and it's like, it's the
like, thank God it's Friday.
weekend. Yay.
Okay. All right, guys. It's time to find out what our topic is on our Wheel of Fate. I don't even know what I want it to be.
Right. It's like,
Here we go. Here goes nothing.
Oh.
Ooh, around the world. That'll be
Okay.
fun. We've had that once before. We'll try it again and see what happens.
That's right.
So that's exciting. Around the world.
Mm
Wonder what story we'll do this time.
I know, right?
Well, there you have it. That completes our culty culty episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed watching all those documentaries like a crazy human being that I am. But until next time, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, subscribe, comment, et cetera, and please send us any ideas for our wheel or any stories you'd like us to cover too.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching
And keep on judging.
and don't do underage marriage or polygamy.
No, don't stay away from that.
Bye.
Bye.